he's saying davening in Shabbos Musaf. Tona Dreel Yo. Kalashena Halachis Bechol Yoim. Muvtuch Lo Yishuv Ben Oila Mabo. Whoever learns Halachis every day, Muvtuch Lo, is guaranteed. A guarantee from Eliyahu HaNavi Yishuv Ben Oila Mabo. The question is asked, why did Eliyahu HaNavi choose, especially somebody who learns halachas every day is guaranteed a place in Olam Haba? Why didn't he choose another subject? Chumash, Mishnayos, Gemara. We sing davening in Maariv. Kehem chayeinu ho'ayach yemein. So is our life. So is the length of our lives. The skula, schusa v'chat yomim. What does it mean, and what do we mean when we say Kiheim Chayim Torah is our life? I want a beautiful explanation with a moshul. Imagine someone receives a most fantastic gift, a most beautiful, expensive present. No mazoga, and let's say it's a very expensive digital camera or something like that. You get it as a present to open it up. The first thing you look for is the manual, the instruction booklet, because you don't know otherwise what button activates what you have to press, what you switch on, what you switch off. You don't know how to work it. Without the manual, without instructions, the matana, the present, has no use. The same thing is with Torah. We have a Torah. The Torah is given to us and it teaches us how to behave from the moment we get up in the morning to the moment we go to bed at night. But when and how, what to do, at what time, for that we need the Shulchan Aruch. That is our instruction booklet. That's our manual. The Shulchan Aruch is the instruction how to put in place the Torah. When to activate what? When to press what? When to do what? At what time? At what moment? Therefore, and that is kiheim chayeinu v'oyach yomein, and that is what gives us life and what gives us longer life. Maybe I can add on to this muscle. We know there's a little bit about computers. There's a way you have to look after your present. You have to look after your article. If you have it and you switch it off, and you switch it off when you're not supposed to switch it off, you do things you're not supposed to do, you press the wrong buttons at the wrong time, it doesn't last. The same thing is with Torah. So for the Torah to give us the Oirach Yomeinu, the Arichat Yomim, we have to activate and press the right buttons and do the right halachas at the right time. And that's why Eliyahu HaNavi chose and says, yes, it's a guarantee from Eliyahu HaNavi, Shehu Ben Olam Haba. Although there are many halachas to discuss, I've chosen Hilcha Shabbos. Many reasons. They are halachis chamuroi. Number one, they are very negeah, they apply practically every single week. And especially so, I suppose you should say it in Yonet Yoyimah, this week's Seder, Aser Tadibrus, Zochet Yom HaShabbat V'Kachoy. And therefore I've chosen one malacha, which maybe some of you have heard, some of these halachis, but I'd like to start from the beginning, these Seders, and bring it down to a practical level. The malacha we'll discuss in brief, the kitzah will be Malachas Losh. Kneading on Shabbos. When we think about Malachas Losh, we all picture our wives in the kitchen with the dough, flour and water. It doesn't only mean that, otherwise it wouldn't be so practical on Shabbos at all. Malachas Losh, see the Yishonim, which is built on the Gemara, the Yisod of Malachas Losh is to bind articles, particles together. What is the Malacha of Losh? to bind small particles together to make it into one. That is the yisoid of Malechet Losh. Just like when you knead, you pour water into the flour binds together, becomes one. So too, any time you're binding particles together to become one, that is Malechet Losh. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and the Gemara brings the Machlokes. What is the Malacha? Rebbe holds the Malacha of Malechet Losh is to mix the ingredients together. You mix the solids with the liquid, which in effect makes it one. That is Malechet Losh. Says Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, no. Malechet Losh is not only that. Malechet Losh is pouring the water in the liquid, in the solid, sorry. Pouring the liquid in the solid, pouring the water in the solid. That is already Malechet Losh. You don't have to wait till you stir it, actually gather. Pouring the liquid in is already the beginning of the Malacha. Therefore, Malechet Losh has two stages. These, when you have particles and you have liquid, the first stage is putting the liquid in the particle. The second stage is mixing. La halacha we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Chof Alas, Roi Poiskin Paskin, Mechazanish Paskin Simen Nun Ches, the Ramor says, and so Paskin Zechai Ogam, Siklal Yotes, we Paskin the main Melechet, sorry, Melechet Losh is the mixing. The mixing is the Issa. Putting the ingredients together, says the Ramor, is Lechatchila. We try if we can to follow the Shitta of Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda, the Shitta of Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda, that even pouring the water in is the beginning of the Malacha, and therefore we try and avoid that as well. But strictly speaking, the main Halacha is stirring with a shin. That's the first Yisrael. That there are two parts in Malachas Losh: placing the ingredients together, number one; stirring, number two; mixing together, number two. Mixing together, we Paskin is the Malacha. We try and follow the opinions, which is Sefer Truma Paskin, that Rebbe, that even pouring the ingredients, even pouring the liquids together, one should also avoid it. Point two. In the Gemara, in Shabbos, that Kuf Nun Vav Medalas is Mavuya, that there are three different types of textures which involve this Malacha. There's a Blila Ava, a thick mixture, a Blila Raka, a thin mixture, and a Dovon Moise, a liquid. Let's start from the easy one. A liquid is not Malechet Losh. When you pour your coffee granules in your water, your tea granules in your water, your cocoa in your water, in your milk, that's not Losh. It dissolves. You're not binding it to become something. To become something, you've dissolved it. Dissolving is not Malechet Losh. We are left therefore with a Blila Ava and a Blila Raka. Says the Shlita Shabbos, what is the definition of a Blila Ava? A thick mixture means a mixture which can't be poured. It's a thick mixture. A dough is a Blila Ava. You can't pour dough. It stands without walls. That's a Blila Ava. A Blila Raka is a pourable mixture, a batter. When you make a sponge cake, so you bound the flour with the water, with the oil, whatever, it won't stand without walls. It's pourable. That's a Blila Raka. Concerning a Blila Ava, a thick mixture, the Issa is a Malacha Min HaTorah. Concerning a thin mixture, the Issa is a Malacha Drabon. Let's explain a third yesod. We find in Malachet Shabbos that although doing a malacha b'shinui in an unusual manner, it is osam midrabon. To do a malacha with a shinui is not mutter. It is not osam in hapeyah. It is not considered a malachet nachsheret. But it's not mutter. It's osam midrabon. Nevertheless, there are three malachas where doing a malacha with a shinui, it's mutter totally lekatchila. One of them is toichin. We will elaborate today. You're allowed to, as we know, mash up a banana with the back of a fork. Another one is in Malachas Dosh. One is allowed to have a grape and suck out the juice between one's lips, although it's really be mafarik, because it says the Mishnah Berurah put it so shalik derech, they allowed it. So we have toichin, mashing up with a shinui gadol, and dosh, squeezing up juice from fruit. And the third one is Malachas Losh. Chazal felt that it's something which is important to serve Shabbos. They felt that one uses a proper shinui, a sophisticated shinui, a shinui gadol, they allowed it to serve Shabbos. The question is, what is a shinui gadol? What is a big difference? What is considered doing it in a total unusual manner? To stir with a shinui, to make a gibble with a shinui, to mix ingredients with a shinui, rules the Chofetz Chaim and the place can all agree that one can do it shesi ve'eret, crisscross strips. You take your spoon or whatever and you go from right to left, and then says the Chazon Ish, you take it out and then you go up and down. You don't change direction when the spoon is in the food, says the Chazon Ish. So the moment you're changing direction from going right to left to up and down, you've done a quarter of a circle. That's the derech. So circular movement is the normal way one stirs. So turning the spoon around from the right to the top, you've already done the normal way that amount. Bever says the chazan, you take out the spoon in the middle, you take out the utensil, the keli in the middle. But with doing that, you have a shinui gadol, says the chazan. Moving crisscross root all the way down, take it up and go up and go up and down. That's fine. That's a shinui gadol. However, we haven't got a shinui gadol in the first stage of Lisha. Let's recap what we've learned. These two stages of Losh, placing ingredients together and the mixing, and these a blila ova, a blila raka. A blila ova, a thick mixture which is awesome, and I'll tell you a blila raka, a thin mixture which is awesome, davomo. And there's a heter to a malacha with a shinui by malachas losh. A shinui gadol, a big shinui, a great shinui, a proper shinui. So if we could find a shinui in both stages in this malacha, we'd be allowed to make this malacha on Shabbos. But since we haven't got a sophisticated shinui in the first stage of malachas losh, stirring, we can stir with a shinui, crisscross strokes, we have a right to left, and then up and down. But we haven't got a shinui. Is there a difference whether you put the solids in the liquid or the liquids in the solids? Thank you. Is there a difference? It's a minor difference, not a major difference. And therefore, rules of Shulchan Aruch that it's not considered enough shinui to allow a mixture which would be awesome in our Torah. So when concerning a belilo lak or a thin mixture, it's enough shinui. You change the order of placing ingredients together, and you stir it with a shinui. The end result is going to be a mixture to Avon and a Belila Rake, a portable mixture. That's water. But when we are talking about a Belila Ovo, where the mixture is a thick mixture, where the mixture is a mixture which is awesome in our Torah, the difference of placing the liquid into the solid or the solid into the liquid is not enough difference to be considered a shinui gadol, and therefore is not allowed on Shabbos. Therefore, let's first address a blila ova. To make a blila ova on Shabbos is a problem. Although we have a shinui in binding, in stirring, in the second stage, we don't have a shinui in the first stage. Therefore, rules of Shulchan Aruch, it's only mutter to make a blila ova in exceptional circumstances. Because, as we mentioned, the main halacha is the second stage of Lisha is Lisha. Therefore, in exceptional circumstances, we rely on the Ikar Halacha. What is exceptional circumstances? One case, says the Chazon Ish, is for a child. A child needs matzah with milk, and it'll end up as a thick mixture. So normally I put the matzah in the bowl, and then I put the milk. On Shabbos, what should I do? The Halacha Lamaita, practically. Put the milk in the bowl, and then the matzah. Take your spoon, stir it, move your hand right to left, take it out and move it up and down. is the mutter. Although the end result, the mixture, the blila aba, matzamin, is thick, it can't pour. The terech chayla or the terech cotton is mutter. Not only a child, a chayla would also be allowed. They need semolina or something like that. A certain type of pudding. Well, not all puddings, but certain types of puddings we'll discuss later. It would be mutter in such a case. When I make a shinui, although when I make a shinui in the story, and I do a shinui in the first day, I do reverse the order of placing ingredients together. The Shatat Hak, we realize that this shinui is enough shinui because the Ikka Halacha is the story. From Mokhen Tzava Lachayim, says the Shulchan Aruch, is Mutter in Siman Shin Kof Dalet. The Sharatim brings down the Taz, when it's EF Shemi Erev Shabbos, there's no way you can do it before Shabbos. It's a hetter to do it on Shabbos. He speaks about Charisa. Again, we're not going to go into it now. An exceptional circumstances, and let me give you the example of a child or a choyla, it would be mutter. Although I'll mention, the Chazanish says, nevertheless, one should try and do it Ali Dei Goy. But failing that, it would be mutter. Let's recap. What's the problem with the Blila Avo? Stage one, placing the ingredients together. Comes along the prima donna and comes with a beautiful idea. And he says, if the problem is stage one, when we can get away from stage one and be able to make our mixture without stage one, we'd really be allowed to make a Blila Avo on Shabbos. And therefore he says, when you use honey, honey is not a liquid. It might bind, but it's not a liquid. Says the prima donna, when you're using honey, so you put it on. Has anything happened? The honey is lying on the solid. You've done nothing. You haven't even got a stage one. And then you do stage two, you mix it for shingle, as you mentioned, crisscross strokes. Says the prima donna, it's perfectly mutter. Because the whole problem why we couldn't allow a shinui in a blila avo, which was a mixture of minatoya, is because we haven't got a sophisticated, a good enough shinui godel in stage one. I've avoided stage one. There's no placing liquids into solids. It's solids into solids. And therefore, it's mutter on Shabbos. Let me give you another practical example. A very standard, not for everybody, but many houses, is Friday night, you have your gefilte fish, and you want your chrein and your mayonnaise. Those who have bought their chreinase have no problem. It's been done for them. But you want your chrein and you want your mayonnaise. But you don't want them separate. You want them mixed together. Let's think a moment. What is the resulting mixture? Is it thick or thin? It's thick. A blila ova is mutter on Shabbos. Is it mamash so important that E.M. Shalat is better of Shabbos? You'll beget a choyla that you can't have it. Tava lechaim, well, they're paying off. So what has one got to make this belila of? The answer is, stage one is not here because we're not putting any liquids into solids. Stage two, let's do with a shim. Yes, that's the halacha. When you have your chrein and your mayonnaise and you want to stir it, you take your fork or your knife and you move it crisscross strokes, then you can make your chreinis on Shabbos. That is a shinui in the stirring, and you avoided stage one. Similarly, let's give another example. A few examples will remind you of a few more examples you might be doing yourselves. You have your egg and onion, your ayat sibel, and you put your mayonnaise on it. Now what are we doing? Let's think a moment. The mayonnaise is binding the particles, the egg and the onion together. And is it going to be a thin mixture or a thick mixture? A thick mixture. What's the heter? The answer is, if it's a thick mayonnaise, then there's no stage one. Because the mayonnaise just lies on top of the egg and onion. What are you doing later? You're stirring it, stirred with a shinui. Shaky, fair, crisp, cross strokes. That would be mutter. You're going to ask me, so how do I make my egg and onions with a thin mayonnaise over the oil? That's much more problematic. That would be the question, how can one allow a blila ova with a thin liquid? And the answer though would be only if it's E.F. Shalat, it's Me'er Shabbat. Behold, you have to have it fresh. And you can't make it before Shabbat. v'mokim chayla, or v'mokim chayla v'mokim kotim, then it would be allowed. But if you could make it before Shabbos, it would be problematic. But using a thick mayonnaise, it's no problem. Maybe another example. Again, maybe it's a bit more yeshivish, this example. You have the avocado and you want to mix it, or maybe no, let's give another example more. You want mayonnaise with your tuna. You have your tuna and you want to mix it with mayonnaise. It also becomes one spread. Exactly the same problem. Is it a blila rako or a blila ava? It's a blila ava, a thick mixture. Correct. Stage 2 we can do with a sherry. But what about stage 1? The answer is there's no stage 1. It's a thick mayonnaise. And just as we mentioned, you want the avocado, you mash the avocado to do the shinui up to the melachas toichin. You use the avocado to bind your egg and onions. Some people mash avocado with egg and it binds the eggs together. Would be exactly the same halacha. Stage 1, there's no liquid, there's no thin binder, no watery binder, no liquid binder. It's a solid, it's a paste. Therefore, the problem is only stage 2. Stage 2, I can do the shinui. Shaky bear. There is, however, one further halacha, which nowadays has become much more practical and more pertinent, and that is, it's a Gemara in Zvachim and Patnas of Shulchan Aruch Shin Chaf Dalet. Hamnoisein Mayim B'Shum Shemin. You pour water into sesame seeds. It's also on Shabbat, even with all the shinuim, because it results in a Brila Ok. Let me explain. Although we mentioned that a blila ava, a thick mixture, has no heter, unless some of him choyla, cotton, or as we mentioned, that's only a normal liquid into a solid, and then you stir it with a shin. However, rules the Shulchan Aruch, that is only because the liquid, even a normal liquid, doesn't bind it straight away. It goes in a little bit, but doesn't bind it straight away. But when you have a type of solid that absorbs the liquid immediately, and the binding action happens as soon as the liquid goes in the solid, no shinuim are going to help. And even unless it wouldn't be a heter, even b'mokim chayla al kotel. Let me explain once more. A blila ava we mentioned, strictly speaking, would be water, because the min halacha is disturbing. Therefore, one wouldn't be allowed to do it. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, one shouldn't. Nevertheless, for mokim soyach is a choyle, a cotton, tzav alachayim. Here, you couldn't do it in the Erev Shabbos. It would be allowed. Of course, I have to come to emphasize that only when you do a shinui in stage 1, you do reverse to all the updated ingredients together, and you stir it with a shinui, then it'd be a heter b'lila ava. Oh, there is a heter. The heter is when it's necessary, and you do a shinui in both stages. But that's only a normal solid, so to say, with a liquid on top. But when the liquid goes inside and gets absorbed and mixes it and binds it straight away, that wouldn't be allowed, says the Shulchan Aruch, because the binding action is happening immediately. Therefore, we have a problem. Problem number one, although we don't have sesame seeds, but we have many instant cereals, whether it's baby rice, instant oats, Weetabix. As soon as the milk in the Weetabix, you see the Weetabix expanding, and the milk is not there. It's absorbed immediately. So we have a problem, although let's say there would be necessity, let's say a child needs the Weetabix. But we have a problem. How can I put the liquid in on Shabbos? There's no shinui at all. And this won't have a head of a mokim chayla. There is no head. But there's a way out, as we've explained. What is the problem? We have a problem in stage 1. The liquid in this case gets absorbed immediately in the solid. Let's avoid stage 1. How are you going to avoid it? Let's be practical. Number 1, again, your child has to cook with this recipe. Number 1, don't mix the milk with Weetabix. Maybe mix a yogurt with the Weetabix, apple puree with the Weetabix. Then you haven't got a very thin binder. It will lie on top. As we mentioned, then you haven't got the problems of stage 1. Stir it with a shinui, stage 2, and you can do it. Of thought, as we say, you should really reverse the placing all the ingredients together. So you've got shinu in stage one. The main mixing with the shinu in stage two would be muta. But then again, your baby doesn't want to have yogurt or apple puree first thing in the morning with their Weetabix. They want their Weetabix with milk. They want the instant oats and the right cereal with milk. What's the answer? Let me give you an answer. It's not good enough to say everything is not allowed. Let's allow it and fit in the framework of halacha. Mix it, put the milk in the Weetabix before Shabbos. So on Shabbos, so when Shabbos comes in, it's already mixed. Put it in the fridge. Now on Shabbos, what are you going to do? Either you'll add in a bit of hot water, or you'll add in some more milk. Let's think, what are we doing on Shabbos? Are we binding? Or are we loosening a mixture? It's already bound before Shabbos. So the malachas losh will happen before Shabbos. On Shabbos, I'm loosening it, I'm making it thinner. Although there is a debate, the Bialocha writes, if it was in a roll, if you couldn't use it in that thick state, adding water on Shabbos is also called Malecha Slosh, and therefore it has to be done with a shinui. Fine, but there's an eight to do it with a shinui. If it is usable in that state, it wouldn't even need a shinui to be put straight. But if it's not usable, do it with a shinui. So on Shabbos, you put your liquid on it, and you stir it with a shinui. And then you can have your Weetabix on Shabbos. Let me give you another example of this. It's not so much nowadays, but it can happen. When we were young, we opened up our jars of peanut butter on Shabbos. And what did you see at the top? The oil. Now they use palm oil. Palm oil solidifies with room temperature, and therefore you don't see the oil on top. But they never used to have always palm oil. So they put, when you open the peanut jars of peanut butter, there was oil on the top. What does one normally do during the week? You take your knife, and you stir it. Says the Bialocha, if the peanut butter is not ready to be used in that stage, in other words, you pour out the oil, can you use it? Might be a bit too thick to spread, you might not be able to use it. Then to mix it back in would be losh. And I'm making a bli lav. Am I allowed to on Shabbos? So let's recap what we've learned. In stage two, there's no problem. Stir it with a shimmy. You put your knife in, crisscross, take it out, that way you can get around. You can do it. Stage one is always the problem. There's no stage one here. Because the liquid was in from before Shabbos. The liquid was in from before Shabbos. You can definitely stir it with your knife when Shabbos comes in. These are the basic halachas concerning a blila rato. Concerning a blila rato, I'm not going to be marif now, it'll have to be another shia. But when it's a blila rato, when it's a pourable mixture, as long as one does it with a shinui in both stages, it's muta on Shabbos. Since we have a good shinui in the second stage, and in the first stage, it's sufficient to do this shinui, since the resulting mixture is a bli l'rato. I will conclude. Eliyahu Novi has given his avtocha, and the avtocha goes, of course, all those listening to the shia, and Kol Shekein even more so, those who arrange the shia, the zchusim which they have is tremendous. Hashem should help them. They should be zeicha, tavrocha, natzvocha, be mezakeh the rabbim in many other ways.
Tada aziz, tada shemay rabu. Yom b'dushu sevi amlich, mochik sevi chayach, nimeh v'chayach v'abay sishu v'adur v'zman turi v'mirmai. Nei, 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 rabu v'chayach, 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 I'm going to go to the hospital.